systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is the Wednesday Night Show, episode number 240, which means after this, 10 more episodes. Well, 9 more.
Yeah.
And then the big number 250, which you can find all the info for that at thejamhole.com/250. We're doing it live here in Kalispell, Montana. That kaboom was a little dead because I totally burped like right before it, and that's I was going to ask. Did that get recorded?
Yes.
Probably. Awesome. Yes. I'll try and keep that for the podcast version. But before we get into the show here real quick, it is a new month, so if y'all don't mind, thejamhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley. You just go there, put in your email address, leave us a comment if you wish, and then check your mail, verify the link, and done and done. This allows us to go higher up in the rankings, and more people will see us, I guess, and I really don't care, but... You should probably do that.
You say you don't care, but you push it every month.
I don't. Well, kind of.
You get over
I didn't,
it through the month. You're like, you know what? I don't even care about Podcast Daily anymore. You know what? Fuck them. Fuck
I did
whatever.
Last
and then
month.
The first rolls around, you're like, oh, Rush, go vote. Top 10, Podcast Daily now.
Well, Red Fox says we're number 9 now. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
that's
Red
all
Fox.
I wanted.
Thank you.
And I didn't really give a shit last month. We barely fucking mentioned it.
Oh, Stereo Radiation is number 8.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, that's fine. They have more email addresses than I do.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, do you know what today is?
Besides Wednesday?
Yeah. Besides episode 240. Think more...
Which happens to be Overdraft Wednesday.
Think more global. Is it really?
Yeah, dude.
They
All
have
the
a day
fees
for...
assessed and, like, everybody calls in on Wednesday for overdraft. So, yeah, it was a living hell today.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, people call in and they're like, why is my account overdrawn? I have all these fees. Can you put them back?
Just tell them it was a virus.
No.
That's what I would tell them.
It's a virus.
It's a virus.
I tell them
Next.
How they fucked up and how it's their fault, and then I tell them, no, I'm not going to refund these fees.
Remember that class way back in school? Oh, what the fuck was it called? Start with an M. Math class.
Oh,
you
yeah,
remember
that,
that
one, right.
You
yeah.
learn how to add and subtract? Yeah, you should do that with
yeah.
your money, you fucking idiots. But no, today is actually the 40th birthday of
I don't know.
Who could it possibly be? Who
Fuck
turned
anybody in the goddamn world, dude? Six, there's a million people who have the same birthday today.
6 billion plus. Whose birthday is it today? Anyone in the chat's birthday today? It's the internet's birthday today.
Oh God.
Hey.
What?
If it wasn't for the internet being created or born, excuse my face. 40,
we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't. Well, we would.
We would be here, we but would, we wouldn't be on the internet.
We would be here. We just wouldn't be this happy.
There would be no podcast.
No, there would be no podcast. There would be no Matt hip hop albums without the internet. There would be no education.
I'd probably be pregnant right now.
Probably. Wait, what?
Actually, probably not, because I was kind of I'm inadequate for that.
So instead of.
Ill-equipped,
fucking
if you will.
Instead of fucking you and coming inside of you and getting you pregnant, people just look up porn on the internet and fuck themselves.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay.
Right.
I'll give you that. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I didn't know exactly what day the internet was born on, but it started 40 years ago. Leonard Kleinrock and his colleagues were charged with developing the Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, a.k.a.
the internet.
The ARPANET is what
the
it started.
ARPANET?
This was before it was public. This was a government-funded research project in global computer communications that eventually grew into the internet.
It's
Sweet.
On September 2nd, 1969, Kleinrock and his team succeeded in getting two computers to exchange data over a network for the first time.
Oh.
Could you imagine what that would have been
like? It's like, oh my god! It worked!
I know, dude.
Just like freaking out and busting out bottles of champagne and shit and throwing
cracking
that cork over. Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm just thinking like the times that it didn't work and they're like, fuck!
Fuck!
Is everything plugged in? Oh, hey, okay. Plug in the Ethernet cord, you fucking idiot, and then you're fired. But it just, I don't know, I just imagine today, like, when, like, even back almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, when we first started the Jam Hole, like, when we would do stuff on the site and make changes and it would break shit, like, how pissed we would get. Right. I can imagine when you were the people, like, on
building
the cutting.
This.
Yeah, you built it, and then you're like, what the fuck? What's not working now? And then, oh, man. That
Red Fox says you would have a lot more money from not buying equipment. And you know what? That's not true, because if we didn't have the internet and we weren't doing this, you know what our money would go to?
More drugs.
Exactly.
Than currently does. Right.
I would have more money for drugs and beer, thank you.
And 26 says, without the internet, I would have all of the money I've donated to the Jam Hole over the past year in my bank account. Like $10?
No, you wouldn't. You'd spend it on pot, and you know it. It'd be gone.
You'd spend it on razor blades to cut yourself.
Right.
And salt, because I know that's how you roll.
Poor emo kid. His last Twitter post, I believe, was, hi, I'm sad.
So the first...
I'm not even kidding. I just replied back, said, we know. That's it.
That's awesome. So, the first message sent over the internet, although some celebrate the net's birthday today, others say it didn't really have life until October 29th of the same year. On that day, a message was typed by Kleinrock and sent to the second node at Stanford Research Institute. What do you think the message said?
Are you there?
ASL. I bet that's what it said.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Who is this? Enter.
Who the fuck do you think it is? The only other guy with a computer.
Is there anybody out there? It's hardly surprising that a system so complex has a hard to pin down date of birth, and many say either date suffices.
Oh wait, Fahrenheit 404 says 001011101.
I concur. 10011101. Absolutely.
Well, that's probably what the first message is. That's what you're saying.
Oh, right. Right. Or that, possibly.
Right. You're an
Which,
idiot.
If you do the binary translation, it says ASL. I just
Christ.
Did it. I'm not even kidding. Quote, it's valid to consider either one because each involved transmission between computers, said Michael A. Banks, some writer dude. Since its academic beginnings, the internet has come a long way, revolutionizing nearly every aspect of human interaction. This is, without question, the only invention that I can think of that has
changed our lives.
Well,
like,
it's
seriously.
it's so successfully integrated itself into our day-to-day lives. Like, a lot of inventions we use once in a while, this, like, we use it daily. We use it minutely. You know, there's not a second that goes by of any given day that there isn't information being passed around on the
right.
internet. And it's good. It's opened up a lot of avenues for people to, you know, publish their stuff, where if, you know, the internet never came around, you'd never have a chance to see that kind of stuff, because it's all, you know, big name publishers and whatnot. If you wanted to write something and have people read it, what did you do? You know, it either went into a fucking community newsletter printed out, or, you know, you had to write a book. But the internet, you know, everyone has a fucking blog now, everyone has a fucking Twitter, a podcast, pretty much.
It's Dread Wookiee says, yeah, but have you not noticed how we are de-evolving because of it? And that is true.
In certain aspects, yeah, I'll agree with that. We're getting very lazy when it comes to our marketplace. The human-to-human interaction
has... Like, you know the evolution shirts they have with, like, the monkey that's
right,
standing
and
up and
going,
you have
right.
it at the
That's
screen.
Only retards that work in call centers, though.
Right, right.
In honor of the occasion, here's a little walk down memory lane and a look at some of the internet's most significant milestones. In October 29, 1969, of course, Kleinrock sends the first message between two notes from UCLA to Stanford. Now, that's amazing if you think about it. 1969, you just sent a message across over some wires from UCLA to Stanford.
Fucking A.
The message was supposed to be login, but Kleinrock was only able to type L-O before the system crashed.
Awesome!
little early Windows machine, L-O. Perhaps?
I wonder if it gave him the blue screen of death.
I wonder if that's where LOL came from, and the other dude was like, L? No. What was he trying to type?
Laugh out loud!
Oh, he's laughing because his computer just crashed.
Right.
But his computer that's the size of a fucking
house
just crashed, and now there's three dead and two wounded. And,
and a fucking fire.
And a huge fucking fire. 1971, Ray Tomlinson, an engineer with BBN Technology, sent the first network email, choosing the at symbol to separate the user's name from the host's computer name. Why?
Well, tell me why.
Mostly because it seemed like a neat idea. That's so great.
Are you serious? It could be a pound sign for all we fucking know.
Why is the multiplication sign an X? Well, it just seemed like a great idea. Or a neat idea. No reason in particular. I just like the X. X marks the spot, you know?
X marks the spot.
1973, ARPANET goes global with two international nodes, one in the UK and one in Norway. 1979, CompuServe and The Source offer the first online services. Users paid an initial fee and then hourly fees to read news or financial information or read news or chat.
Oh, my God.
Hourly. That's like...
Now it's like you go to the fucking library and it's free.
It's free everywhere. There's wireless hotspots. Right? You can hack other people's or use public ones. There's fucking internet everywhere. Your phones.
Dude, you can... At my work, you can go on the fucking break rooms or whatever and have wireless internet connection.
Even looking back from the beginning, you could already see Moore's Law in full effect, how it just starts to exponentially gain momentum in the technology that comes out of it. It's fucking mind-blowing, really. These services marked a really big step in bringing consumers, not just academics and government officials, online. Although the users couldn't communicate with the users of other networks or access information hosted on other networks, they still formed some of the first vibrant emerging online communities. And then 1980, Matt was born. How did they know that? That's weird. CB Simulator, the first online chat service, goes online. The service was hatched by CompuServe and was named after the Citizens Band Radio, an extremely popular radio service that let individuals communicate via radio over short distances. Do you remember CompuServe? Does anyone remember that?
I remember the word, but...
I remember the service, and it was awful, because it lasted
the word.
For when we got our very old computer.
Red Fox says, I do.
Yep.
He's like, I do.
I had an IBM Aptiva 535 with 8 megs of RAM, a 540 meg hard drive, and a double speed CD-ROM. It was badass. And it came with MechWarrior 2, but the only way to play it was to have a special boot disc that booted up something different.
Cool. He had a Packard Bell, too. I had a 95
nice.
Packard Bell.
Nice.
I love it. Every time you fuck something up, it goes, conk.
And even before the IBM I had an Apple IIc. It was like the Apple IIe that most of you guys probably had in schools, but it was the portable version of it. And it came with a little adapter, and it was basically like a laptop minus the screen. It was like the keyboard, and then there was a handle on the back of it, so you could carry it around. And you would just take it and plug it into a monitor, or you had the adapter and you could plug it into a TV.
Oh, my God.
It was so old. It was 5 1/4 floppy disks.
You are such a nerd.
Literal floppy disks. I was like eight, dude. I was
eight. And you're playing with all that shit? Eight?
Fuck
yeah. I was out fishing
and
gutting things.
That shit was cool as fuck.
What was cool as fuck was catching things bigger than me. That's what I was into.
Well, let's see who's...
Not little keyboards with handles on them.
Let's see whose hobby when they were younger got them further.
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Go fuck yourself.
Don't be mad.
Go fuck yourself.
Make better choices. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. Fuck you.
Lives were changed immediately. Matt stayed online longer and later, fascinated with the ability to interact with several people at once. on the way to the web, the online world and its denizens took on a new aura of reality, and the online experience grew far more entertaining and unpredictable.
Oh, wait,
it was great.
Says I can still write program in QBasic.
Ha, that's awesome. I haven't heard QBasic in forever. I think I have a basic book over there.
Oh,
26
God.
Says, in 1998, my family got a... Got a $1,300 VAIO. It had a 10 gig hard drive, 128
Damn.
Megs of RAM, Windows 98, Pentium 3, and a motherfucking DVD drive.
That's
because,
sweet.
See, you came from a rich family.
Right? That's so awesome.
You had that, the VAIO in 98. I had the fucking Apple IIc because we were okay. We weren't super rich. And Danny played outside fishing and killing things because they
I
were
didn't
poor.
Even get into computers till I was like, 16, I think.
That's sad.
I don't even think I had an email address till I was about 18.
So then in 1988, when I was 8, the internet's first worm, Robert T. Morse, a graduate student at Cornell, unleashed the first widely known computer worm or virus that spreads over the internet. Morse said it was a benign experiment gone awry, but prosecutors said he caused hundreds, if not tens of thousands of dollars in lost productivity for each computer affected. That's crazy, because nowadays we have botnets, like just zombie computers built up consisting of like hundreds of thousands of computers, you know? And that doesn't really cause money to be lost unless they're doing something malicious. But here it was just, you know, oops, I couldn't control the thing I created. And now
it ran away.
We all just lost lots of money.
Right.
He was sentenced to 3 years probation, community service, and a fine of $10,000 plus legal costs. Despite his running with the law, he went on to great success, eventually joining a little startup that was bought out by Yahoo. I wonder what that was. Anyway, 1989, when Matt was 9, Quantum Computer Services, which is now AOL, introduces America Online. They made millions and millions of CDs that are mostly now in everyone's landfills. By 94, it had reached 1 million users, or about a third of the consumer online population. And that is fucking crazy.
So awesome.
It's crazy just how, like, quick it just, boom.
It was like, okay, it's made, boom!
We sent the first message here that was two letters long because the whole fucking thing blew the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, you know, 10, 12 years later, we're like, there's already industry being created because of it. You know, businesses and all that. And then 1990, Tim Berners-Lee, scientist, coins the phrase World Wide Web. Also in 90, the nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, is founded. 93, Mosaic, the first web browser to display images with text, is released by Mark Anderson and his colleagues at the U of I, the Illinois. 94, some of the founders of Mosaic launched Netscape, the first commercial browser. Also in 94, Yahoo was founded. 95, Amazon comes online. 98 is when Google came online. And then it's pretty much history after that. But yeah, this is like a four-page thing that gets pretty in-depth into different things. 99, Craigslist was founded. 99, Blogger was launched. 05, YouTube was launched. So I'll put a link to it in the show notes. You guys can check it out. It's kind of cool. It's like our history, you know.
Online,
like,
yeah.
Personally, because this is something we all kind of grew up with. So
it's something we use every day. If that was never invented, I wouldn't be employed right now.
Exactly. If that was never invented, we'd still be fucking farmers and gatherers and hunters. Well, no, we wouldn't be that bad. But, you know, we'd be bored as fuck, and kids wouldn't be nearly as desensitized
to
things.
I'd still be fishing a lot
are
more
now.
Than I am now.
And that's sad.
Which is still a lot, but
we need desensitization. Absolutely. So I did, if you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter last night, we're up at my mom's house hanging out with my stepdad eating awesome fucking dinner.
That gave me the shits.
Good for you.
No
we're
good.
Watching some show about Gunny, the dude from the sergeant from Full Metal Jacket has his own show on the History Channel.
God,
I guess.
That guy's great.
The guy is completely certified.
I'm ready to blow it up.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's rock and roll. I kept totally waiting for him to be like, Private Pyle, you maggot, you piece of shit, or something like that. But he stayed in character pretty well. But yeah, it's basically him just like going through the evolution of different military things. We watched one episode, it was all about tanks from the very first one to what we have now. The other one we watched was machine guns.
Yeah, Nacho Camacho says Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, Arlie Ermey.
Yep.
Locked and Loaded, I believe, is what the show is called.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool, though, just to see how, you know, it's like watching the internet evolve. We have back in, you know, before World War One, we had nothing, basically, these guns that you had to pack one shot by one shot, and then the Gatling gun is made, and then the other one is made, the Browning.
The fucking crank, it's all like...
Yeah, and we've just gotten very, very effective at being able to shoot lots and lots of bullets.
What was the one that he got a letter saying that someone couldn't pick that gun up and just use it instead of having it on the stand?
Oh, yeah.
This is for one of the letters I got. And he's like, this is a 46-pound machine gun and blah, 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 and just picks it up and fucking mows down this target and then drops it. And he's like, so I guess he could do that if he wanted to.
Oh. Ah! But, yeah, that guy's totally nuts. So we're sitting there, and I get a phone call. My cell phone doesn't work very well up there, and it's Anna's. I'm like, oh, I wonder what they want. And so I call back, and it's Chris, the dad, and he's like, Braden and David, they both went to us with us to the New York trip, and Rochelle, who's in the Salvia videos, they're stuck a little bit outside of Polson, and that's like 60 miles away. And they're like, you know, can you go get a tow thing and go get them and tow the car back? They were on their way to the Marilyn Manson concert in Missoula. Totally broke down, which sucks for them. They were pissed.
It sucked for you. That
sucked for me. Because now I have to go out there, and I call them after I get the trailer. I've never driven with a trailer before, and that's fucking weird. It doesn't turn the way you would think it would turn.
No, it turns exactly how you would think it would turn.
Not how I would.
Dork.
No.
I was in the bathroom and I could hear you in the yard trying to turn around.
Just
and I'm
being
like,
fuck! Yeah. Fuck it! Fuck! Just, I was so pissed,
I
dude.
Sat there and watched my phone.
I kept
watching
every,
the time. It took you a solid 10 minutes to
every
get out
time
of the
I had to like make a separate turn, I kept looking up into the bathroom window to see if you were there watching me.
Oh,
like,
really?
Laughing at
no,
me.
No, I was chilling, but I could hear you.
But
the
it
whole
wasn't
time.
A trailer.
And I thought you were gone at one point. I'm like, okay. At that point, I think you just gave up for a couple minutes, and you were like, I'm just going to sit here and think this over. And
I
then
was
I hear
cutting
again,
myself.
And
thank
I'm like,
you very much.
Is it gone yet? What the fuck? It was so great.
And it's not like a trailer. It's a little two-wheel tow dolly, basically.
Yeah.
And that you just you get the front part of the car, the two wheels in it, and then the back wheels drag. So that's
right.
All it was. And it's so small, and when
so
you're
small.
Driving with it, it's really light, so it's bouncing. Every bump you hit, literally, it's catching air and bouncing all over the place. And I'm like, freaking out, dude. I've never driven with one of these before.
That's so great.
So I leave town, and I call them, and I'm like, so where by Polson are you guys? And they're like, Polson? No, dude, we're past Arlie. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? He totally didn't tell me that.
He lied to you.
He
to
did.
Fucking get you to go, dude.
Like, but honestly, like, either way, if he would have been like, they're in Missoula and broke down, I probably still would have got him.
Yeah.
We're having our show at their restaurant, and, you know, they've always been really cool to me. So it was just funny that I'm like, okay, this is fine. 120 miles, and I'll be back, no problem. And then they're like, we're past Arlie, which is like 90 miles, and I'm like 100 miles by the time I got to where they were at. So my little 120-mile trip turned into a 200-mile trip. And
right.
So I get there finally, and I'm, you know, smoking a little bit on the way there, which is making me more paranoid of the trailer because I'm like watching it. Everything I hear, I'm like looking in my rear view watching
this
thing.
Turn down the radio and look out the window.
Oh, it was so awful. So I get there and I park the fucking truck and, you know, we get it all ready. And the car's not starting at all. So we had to push it
onto the trailer.
And that's fine. We can push the car, but the ramps go upward, right?
Duh.
So it took us like a half hour to get the car up there. We'd get it right at the tip, and
it would
roll back
down.
We're like, fuck!
And all the time you're trying to stop it from rolling back down, but it just pushes
you. Oh, it was so fucking stupid,
dude. You had to get, like, a running start, just get it up
pretty
there,
much. Finally, we just pushed it back a ways, and then we just fucking ran. And now I'm worried that it's going to roll over it and just hit my truck and shit. And another thing was I didn't realize that you had to have the e-brake on the truck. So we're pushing it up, and it's not going in because it's moving the truck. And I'm
like,
oh. I never done it, but yeah.
Dread Wookie says, a friend in need is a friend indeed. A friend with weed is better.
Yes, and they didn't have weed, but I did, and that was fine. So, and I was so tired, dude. And
you drop me off here, and I checked my email and shit, went through some stuff, took a shower, passed the fuck out.
So on my way there, I'm like...
I woke up in the middle of the night, and you were there, and I was like, how the fuck? When the fuck? I don't even...
On my way up there to get him, I almost hit a deer. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if Danny would fall for this. So I'm like, I just hit a deer, I'm dying, or something. Like, just being stupid, right? And then after I sent it, I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't call the cops or something. And like a minute or two after I sent it, my phone rings and it's her. And she's like, what happened? Like, I got you.
You're an asshole. I was so worried.
Good.
I'm like, fuck, are you serious? He's going to fucking Missoula to pick up his friend who broke down in his work
in
truck.
In the work truck.
Nonetheless.
With some trailer on the
smoking
back. Smoking weed.
Weed and shit. And you fucking hit a deer. You totally, your truck. I'm like thinking.
And I'm
like,
under it right now, dying. Oh,
well,
fuck.
Well, not that you're dying. I just figured maybe you hit one and there's a good dent in it. And you're like, fuck. And you're just pissed off.
No, Nacho says, and fall for it. She did. Yes,
I did.
She
within like a minute or two. I was like, did you seriously hit a fucking deer? And you're like, what are you talking about?
Like, I'm dying right now, so I gotta go.
I know. I was like, wait, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
But yeah, we finally pushed the car on the thing and got it, and then we're like, okay, we're on this 2-lane highway. How the fuck? How do we turn around with the car on it now? And
right.
David finally ended up having to do it because I was like, I don't know, I don't want this car to roll and rip the thing right off of the back of the trailer because we're in like there's this dirt ditch, you know. So I was like, do you want to do this? And he's like, sure. So he. Took him a few tries, but yeah, he ended up just pulling around, and I drove us to, like, a gas station. I was like, dude, can you drive this? Because I'm ready to just sit here and get stoned and fall asleep. So David drove the rest of the way back.
You let him drive that truck, and you never let me touch it?
Yeah, I was in it, and you're a chick, and as we all know, chicks aren't the greatest drivers in the world. I mean, guys, am I right or am I right?
I haven't gotten into a wreck in my car.
Right. But
I'm a good fucking driver.
Statistically speaking,
hey,
generally girls
are
not.
Am I a general girl?
Well, no, you're also not putting on makeup and texting while you're smoking a cigarette trying to make a left turn. So
right.
That's fine. But
there you go.
Statistically speaking, more times than not, it's the chicks that are wrecking shit, not the guys. Was a chick that drove through the office building back when we almost first started this show that we made fun of here locally even.
Red Fox says other people have gotten in a wreck in your car, which is true.
And Volspire says girls can drive a stick more better, and that is a very good point,
I
except
for you.
I can
drive a stick, not
can,
that kind of
you
stick,
can
but I can drive a stick.
You can work a penis. You cannot drive a clutch-shifting vehicle if you want to get
Dread
specific.
Dread Wookie says if that were true, more girls would be in NASCAR.
I know, right? Like, how hard is it?
I do admit a lot
going...
of chicks are really stupid drivers, and I can't stand them when
well,
I'm
you know
driving.
What it is?
What?
Girls' attention spans are just shit.
I guess so. I don't know.
Like,
the
driving,
normal average
left
everyday
turn,
chick, right?
Left turn, left turn, left turn. Oh, a butterfly. Crash!
Woo!
And then that's it.
Right.
Well, that's how it goes.
Well, it's the normal, typical, stereotypical chick, right, that's doing this and stuff. And that's what it is they're fucking brought up to, like, look pretty and stuff, and they're always looking in their fucking mirror, answering their cell phone, putting on makeup, and doing this, that, and the other while they're trying to drive. You're driving!
Yeah.
Don't do that!
Don't do that. Don't text. Don't roll cigarettes. Don't smoke weed.
Like you do.
Unless you really have to, or you
you're
have
really
lots...
really good at it.
Or you have lots of experience at it, and you can prove... that you're good at it.
I am pretty good at driving with my knee, talking on my
but
cell phone, and smoking.
At rolling cigarettes.
I can't roll a cigarette for the life of me. I can do
so
it,
so check
all right,
this out.
But, yeah.
They were going to a Maryland concert, so when I got there, I was like, they were all... They were all super bummed out. Rochelle was like in tears almost. Just, they were all bummed. So I'm like, hey, I got my iPod. Like, would it make you guys feel better if I played Marilyn Manson all the way home? Like, it'd be like a concert, right? We can flip the dome light on and off and shit. They weren't very happy about that.
Dude. They're like, ugh.
They were
Dread Wookiee's woman's water just broke.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Wear a condom next time. But, right on.
No, he's actually really happy. This is his first kid and stuff.
Oh, so. Like you meant to do it?
Yes, he meant to
do
it.
Oh, well, mazel tov, man.
Yeah,
name
the
kid
he's
Matt.
He's going to have to leave the chat room, obviously.
No, fuck that shit. You tell her to pinch it back until the fucking show's over, and then you can go. And we'll meet you there.
And we'll
as
meet
long
you
as you
there.
Name the kid Matthew. Or the jam hole. Either
or. Or the jam hole.
Either or, I don't care.
I don't think anyone's going to name their kid the jam hole.
I will. So I was pretty happy about having to do that. And then I didn't get home till like fucking 1 and then got to bed at like fucking 2, which was awesome. Luckily for me, I did the show notes earlier. And if you would have read those notes, you will know what I'm talking about at thejamhole.com. So then today I drove another fucking 160, probably a good 200 miles by the time my route was done. And that was fucking awesome. So like, just in the past 2 days, I've probably driven like 500 miles. And I'm pretty stoked about that. So
well,
today,
what you do for a living. You should be used to driving by
well,
now.
Yeah, and I am. It was just unnecessary to keep me out till fucking 1 or 2 in the morning, you know. And then having to wake up and drive
and do
another
it all day again.
Exactly.
Right.
And on the way today, this is something weird, and I don't know why we have these, but there's a lot of road construction going up to Libby, and I thought they were all done with that, but I guess not. And the weird thing is, why do we have pilot cars? It's not like, it's always like, okay, we gotta wait here for the pilot car to get back so you guys can follow it. Like, we're not going...
It's setting a pace,
but
and
we're
I don't
not
want people
going,
to speed all over the place.
That's stupid. We're not going through a fucking obstacle course. It's not like if the car wasn't there, I'm going to just run off the fucking road or anything. Like, it seems very stupid to me that people... We have to have this car to follow in construction zones because we have no... We're fucking animals, right? We have no idea where to go.
Right.
Thank you for the pilot car, right?
Well, some people are very stupid, like the everyday average typical girl.
You would just get through the construction zone and be like, oh, look, cones, fucking slalom time, slalom time, fucking crash, dead.
Right.
And that's what the pilot car is for.
Well, when you're putting on makeup, trying to answer your cell phone and drive with your knee and roll a cigarette... And probably hitting the bong at the same time.
Burger says, what the hell is a pilot car? It's in construction zones where there's the flaggers, the guys with the stop slow. Or also, in NASCAR, they have them.
Yes.
Pace cars,
pace
they're
cars,
called.
Right.
But pilot cars are in construction zones, and you have to wait, and the pilot car will turn around, and then you have to follow it. And it has a sign that's like, pilot car, follow me, because you're all too retarded to know where to go.
Right.
That's fine. We should have pilot cars all the time, not just in construction zones. I want
we
a pilot car.
We have to do the speed limit everywhere.
Fuck that.
Not cool with that.
Fuck that.
Not cool with that.
I was fucking racing him. I was like, what's up, pilot car? Fucking ran his ass off the road Mad Max style.
Oh my God.
That's right. That's how I fucking drive. So you know what's awesome? Moving on.
What?
Some places in the U.S., right, we're getting medical marijuana almost in a good, you know, three-fourths of the states. Not, it's more than half, I think. Or is it? Is it 25? Maybe it's not even half yet.
I don't know.
It's just like 13 of them.
Ooh,
excuse my
13.
Face. But what's cool is that there's places like Richland, Washington, right, where they have medical marijuana and everything is all good. And so they go to their city or their municipality or whatever, and they're like, hey,
municipality?
We need a plot of land to grow pot on for medical use. And they're like, okay, cool. And then meanwhile, like two states over, say you could have the same place, same situation, except they don't have medical marijuana going on. And people that are growing weed in these plots of land are having to get arrested and they're going to jail, right?
Right.
So does that seem silly that, like, this state, it's all good and the city gives them land to fucking grow their weed in, but this state, in the same U.S., right, the same us of A...
Country.
But then this state, people go to jail for it. Like, I don't know.
That is silly.
That just... I noticed that today in some article, and it was weird to me that, like, we're all in the same fucking group, right? We're all Americans.
We're all together.
How come these Americans get land given to them and they can grow weed, but these Americans are going to jail because of it? It just seemed very silly to me. I don't know. So then, you know how we're always talking about how Walgreens is a prime candidate numero uno to get robbed for pills and whatnot?
Right, yes.
Pharmacy open 24 hours a day. So, this has been happening for a very long time, right?
Right.
Right. Thank you. You would think that after the first couple times, they'd be like, wow, we need to do something about this.
Maybe tighter security.
Maybe even a safe.
Some plexiglass windows.
A safe?
Maybe.
Lock that shit up or something? Finally now.
Well, they have it on a lot of shelves and shit, you know? They can't just lock all that shit up. What you should do is do, like, what Walmart does and have the big plexiglass, like, bulletproof windows and shit. And that way you can lock all that up. And that way the robbers and stuff and the addicts and shit can still sit there and drool on the windows.
But most places, like, it's not people running in shooting up the place. It's people walking in nonchalantly and handing the pharmacy guy a note. That's all it is. Half the times, I guarantee you, the dude didn't even have a fucking gun. But anyway, we've been noticing that for quite a long fucking time, you know, pharmacies getting robbed and whatnot. So now, finally, because in Spokane, Washington, because of all the thefts of different Walgreens, they finally were like, how do we fix this? We'll put it in a safe. A time-locked fucking safe. I really hope you gave a raise.
I never thought of that before.
I know, right? Like, I really hope you gave a raise to the guy that came up with that.
Hey, you know what?
Hey.
Let's lock our stuff up in a safe. What do you think of that?
How would we keep our drugs safe? If only there was a safe. We need to keep it safe.
I know.
Yes, Danny.
A safe.
A
safe.
Fucking, oh my God.
With a lock and everything.
You get a raise. Brilliant.
Fucking sweet. Is that $8.50 now?
What?
Is that $8.50 now?
No, that's $5.79.
Motherfucker.
Spokane, Washington, robberies involving the narcotic OxyContin are so common that Walgreens has installed time-delayed safes in its 114 pharmacies across Washington to secure the powerful painkiller. So now you know what's going to start happening now.
What?
We're going to go from notes to actual guns being like, open the motherfucking safe or I'm going to blow your fucking brains all over it. And then, you know. They'll have to figure out something else, but for the time being,
still pass a note. Be like, either open the safe or I blow your fucking brains out.
Yeah, those are
notes. Still work, man.
The drugstore chain is investing heavily in the security measure because OxyContin robberies in the state are the most in the nation for that company, said a Walgreens spokesperson. The most in the state, dude.
Whoa, wait a second. 26 says, I remember in Boston, a woman was hit with a beanbag by a cop doing crowd control, and she died from a brain injury, and the police force saw a video of it and laughed at it.
Like on YouTube?
I hope they get shot.
I hope they gave it a good rating.
It's pretty crazy, dude.
They
she
subscribe.
Died from a beanbag? You think it was one of those beanbag guns?
Mm-hmm. No, he just used to be a pitcher for the Mets.
Right.
Like, yeah, it was probably a gun.
Those things are cool. I want one.
I know, right?
Like, doop.
Aren't they just shotguns?
Basically, but they shoot out these awesome beanbags.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's very awesome when it hits you in the fucking back of the head.
No, but it's cool to hit
you.
People with it.
Right,
for sure.
Right. Yes, 26 says, yes, a beanbag gun.
Right in the eyeball, he says.
So, if you guys are thinking about robbing stores, try maybe a CVS, because Walgreens are locked down. The safes were activated last weekend. The safes take several minutes to open, blocking immediate access to the drug. Quote, the potential criminal understands the longer they remain at crime scene, their chances of getting caught increase exponentially with each passing minute. And that's what was so nice about it before, is you could just go in, hand them the note, they'd be like, here you go. And you're like, thank you. Have a nice day.
It
you're
looks
out.
Like a regular transaction.
Exactly. You're not rolling here in like, go, everybody sir. On the ground. And, you know, then you got to shoot out all the cameras. You got to go to where the box is that was recording it and break that. And you got to probably
kill all the people
that saw
your face.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Or have a mask on.
That would be smarter.
Also.
Right.
The wait also means security cameras installed in stores will get better pictures of robbers. The company has also erected plenty of signs alerting would-be robbers about the tactic. So they're like putting up signs also that are like, hey, whatever it is you just came in here for is in a safe with a time-delayed lock, so don't even think about trying to steal shit.
A time-delayed lock? So, like,
right, they only open every, like, say, they'll open once every hour or once every half hour or something.
Well,
and
you learn the fucking time to it. Show up
exactly.
There.
There's always ways around it, but it is good that they're making
an effort
to fix it instead of being like, all our pills are gone every day, you
They're
know?
Just on the shelf. Come and grab them. Whatever.
Yeah, because this happens a lot, you know? Like, a lot. A whole lot. People need that shit.
Yeah.
One pill of OxyContin, an opium-based narcotic that produces a wicked awesome heroin-like high when injected, snorted, or smoked. You can't smoke. Are you kidding? Paper? You can't smoke Oxys.
People sprinkle it on their shit.
That is so stupid. There's binders in there that are plastic-based, and when you hit them with flame, they melt black and stink.
That's even like, when you take the coating off?
Yes. Yeah. It's the time. It's in the pill.
I've never
That's
tried,
so
but
stupid.
I've seen
I tried
do it
once, and it burns black like burnt plastic. It's so stupid.
Ew.
Why would you do that when you could just inject it? Right?
Why don't you just take them?
Because that's not fun. If I wanted to just take them, I would just drink beer. You know? Like, why do anything then? Why
it
do you
gets
smoke
you just
pot?
As high, just not that quick.
No. No. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disagree with that. Other pharmacies are also getting hit. Last year, Medicine Man Pharmacies in Liberty Lake in northern Idaho stopped keeping OxyContin in stores. Customers must provide about a day's notice, and employees pick up the drug at an off-site location. No robberies have been reported since the change. So, why don't you just see who's picking it up, follow him, and then carjack his ass? Why don't you think of that?
Right.
It's probably a lot easier than robbing him in the store itself, you know? Excuse my face. And that's about it. So, that sucks for people like
well,
that.
Well, let's see here. Hang on a second. Nacho Camacho says, damn dope head. No wonder you look like you're 40 years old.
Hmm. Who?
You.
Me? I look like I'm 13 when I shave. Don't even try.
No, not 13.
16.
I thought you were my age.
Okay, 17. So, do you guys remember, I'm just going to mention this, a long time ago. Remember, we were talking about the Duggar family. The Duggars.
I remember that.
I think this, we even talked about this before you were involved with this, right?
Right.
This was a long time ago. And they were a family, and they had, like, 18 fucking kids or some shit like that. And they had their own TV show and all that stupid fucking shit. Well, they live in Arkansas in Little Rock, of course. Apparently, Michelle Duggar had another child. Which brings the grand total... 19 kids! Woo!
From the same vagina?
Probably.
Oh my god.
Can we do vagina transplants yet?
No.
Okay, then yes. The same one.
Oh my god.
Number 19 caught Michelle Duggar by surprise because
that is ridiculous.
I'm sure all the same jokes we made back then apply now that, you know, she didn't even know and it just kind of fell out of her twat.
Right.
Because that's
is
disgusting.
She huge?
Probably. As she gears up to become a grandmother for the first time, the 42-year-old mom of 18 took a pregnancy test on a whim and was shocked to see that she was pregnant. Really?
Why'd you take the pregnancy test?
You have, I know, right? You have 18 kids and you just randomly took a pregnancy.
Get a hysterectomy. You have how many kids? Okay, enough is enough, lady.
If I was a doctor, I would prescribe a hysterectomy and about 17 post-abortions, post-birth abortions. Can we do that?
Maybe.
Is that okay?
And some stitches to, like, fix that twat.
She said she feel, dude, that twat is foobard, if you know what I mean, huh?
Well, somebody's still fucking it if she had another kid.
I doubt it, dude. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to leave child number 19 up to the flies, probably. You know how guys, like, when they jerk off, we come into, like, a paper towel or something. I'm going to say a fly landed in the paper towel that had jizz on it, got jizz on its paws or whatever the fuck flies have. Was buzzing around, flew up into her twat, and some of that semen got in there. And
she's just extremely fertile, I guess.
Or that.
Well, there's a chick at my work, right? She's 27 and has 6 kids, okay? And she's small, and she doesn't look like she's had 6 kids, which is really surprising.
Some girls' bodies just bounce back from that, and some don't at
all.
Yeah,
she looks absolutely fine. Like, I would guess maybe she had 2 kids or something like that, just because of the age and her attitude towards, you know, just towards the job and in general. Like, she seemed like a mother.
Just because of how defeated she looked?
No, she's really happy, I guess. She really wanted that, and she's taking care of her kids and stuff. And so, if that's really what you want, whatever.
Just not 19 of them, please.
Yeah, that's way overboard, you know. And I guess her husband or whatever is totally supporting her and the 6 kids. And she's got the job, too, and stuff. And so they're doing fine. But people that go crazy overboard and have 19 children or have 8 children at the same time.
Recalculous.
That's not
completely
right.
Recalculous.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't want to get too into it because, like, you can only say the same thing so many times, right? We covered this months and months and months ago when I first, I think it was 26, who initially sent in the story about these people, and we tore them the fuck apart and was like, why would you ever do that? Her twat's like a fucking this and that, and it was great, and we laughed, but I'm not laughing anymore. I'm kind of sad, to be honest with you.
Disappointed.
Very disappointed. Sad. You're greedy.
Disgusted.
I don't appreciate that. Disgusted, yes.
Very. I'm just defeated, man, by the human race. I'm
just
defeated. Just
think about it, though. One child is expensive as fuck nowadays.
Right.
Times that by 19.
I
don't care.
She's rich.
I don't care if you have a shitty fucking reality TV deal or not, dude. That shit is expensive. Ugh. And of course, you know, their
and a
show
lot of fucking work.
Their
dude.
Show is on TLC and it's called 18 Kids and Counting.
Ugh.
Like, we know you. We're expecting more. We're expecting many, many, many more.
I'm gonna
more.
Go pee on this stick.
Yeah.
And I'm
randomly.
Not expect it to turn out prego.
She says she feels well but is plagued by morning sickness. You know, if I was God and I existed, when I created women out of the man's whatever, I would have built in an automatic autoimmune response that states the more children you have after each one, like say you're on your first one, you have a little morning sickness, everything's cool, right?
Right.
I would invoke Moore's Law into that morning sickness. So, you got up to your second kid. Morning sickness, twice as bad as it was the first time. You have your third kid. Morning sickness, three times as bad.
As the last time.
Or
oh,
two
fuck,
times
dude.
Two times two, two to the third power, which would be two times two is four.
So,
times
you would just die after,
eight.
Like, 4 kids, right?
Right.
Right. So, you
purposefully,
wouldn't
want to
have that many.
Not like, oops, it ripped my twat open from the bottom back of my ass to my fucking chin.
I just wish that it wasn't possible,
like your ovaries.
Possible.
Your ovaries produced 2 eggs, and that's it. Ever
there
one
should
in
be
each
like a
one.
Set amount. That would be quite
right?
Cool.
See, God, you fucked up, dude. You done fucked up.
Or maybe, you know, have them produce until you hit a certain amount that you've actually had come out, and then your body's
no.
Like, okay, you know what, I'm done.
I say each ovary. This will help women out too, right? Check this out. So. if you're only producing two eggs, we can just go ahead and eliminate being on the reg. No more bleeding from the twat
fucking
once a fucking month.
Sounds
because
like you have two periods.
There's two eggs. And as, you know, you use the one, you still have the other one. And then once that one gets used, that's it. But if they don't get used, they're still there just chilling. They don't spoil.
Oh, man, this reminds me of that
book I
read. I pump
that shit
full
of preservatives. They don't ever spoil.
This reminds me of The Last Vampire, the book. She only has two chances to have a child naturally with another vampire or whatever. She missed her first one, and she's, like, freaking out because she can't find another vampire guy, and that's why it's called The Last Vampire.
Right.
And her egg drops, and she's like, oh, shit, you know? And, like, I don't know how a lot of people would deal with that, you know, especially if they miss the chance. You know, people that really want to be a parent and stuff like that. I mean, like, you got to have a timer or something showing you, hey, you get pregnant right now.
Right. So, well,
I mean, what if that comes around
instinctively?
Wait, what if that comes around and drops and you're able to get pregnant when you're not ready to get pregnant?
Well, then you just burned one of your turns and you better use the second one wisely.
But what if that comes like a week later?
Well, then tough shit. Should have planned better.
I think you should just be able to have set amount of kids, and then you stop producing.
Should have pulled out.
Right.
Anyway, so that sucks for everyone living in Little Rock, Arkansas, and everyone that watches that show that's like, oh, they are so strong. Yeah.
Yeah, not.
So then you have kids, right, and they grow up, and they turn into fucking awful, raving, demonic children from hell.
Baby-making machines.
Then
like
they
your
turn
parents.
Into, right, baby-making machine whores.
Right.
Teenagers, right?
Right.
What would you do if this was your kid, okay?
I don't want, no.
Just,
I don't.
Check this out. Kay. This could even be you, for instance.
Okay.
Let's say this is you hypothetically, okay?
I'm the kid?
What?
I'm the child?
You are this person I'm about to tell you about.
Okay.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Young woman, right?
Sexy.
You play the lottery every now and then because, hey, you like to gamble.
I gamble.
You gamble every now and then.
I don't play the lottery, but I gamble.
$3 million. You
fucking
won.
A.
Jackpot.
On Keno.
When you were 16.
Oh.
What do you do? Blow it all on wild shopping sprees, breast implants, and cocaine? Halt!
Did you break it?
No.
You
I
can't even cash
it.
That in if you're 16 years old.
Well, she found out how to and blew $3 million.
You have to give it to someone who can cash it in for you, and then it won't even be in your name.
Honestly, though, if you're high on cocaine, do you really need the boob implants? Like, does it matter? Are you like, man, my boobs are awesome, everything's awesome, I'm high as fuck, I just won fucking millions of dollars?
Mm.
It's all gone.
So what did she spend it all on?
What I just said.
Well, breast implants, cocaine.
Wild shopping sprees and cocaine.
Wow.
That sucks, dude.
And it's all gone?
All gone. She was from Cumbria in northwest England, was a shop assistant when she hit the jackpot back in 03 of November 22nd. And the mother of two young children, of course,
26
says
16 is legal over here in Rhode Island.
Right, and I think this is, yeah, northwest England, so in the UK, I would imagine. Pennsylvania, UK.
Somewhere
like that. November 22nd, she says she has about $32,000 left out of $3 million.
That's ridiculous.
Would you give a 16-year-old that much? I'd be like, this is called a trust, and that's where your money's at. And when you turn 21, like, you've gotten all the partying and dumb
right.
bullshit
we'll
out of your...
We'll give you so much a month.
Right. Then you can have it.
And you can live for the rest of your life.
I know! But instead, you have, like, a wicked bad cocaine addiction now, two kids to support, and 32 grand left in the bank account.
You know how much cocaine I could do with $3 million?
I would take that 32 grand and buy a bunch more cocaine, but
right.
instead of doing it all, I would sell it. And
no,
then...
I'd sell, like, a quarter of it,
that
and
would
then
be...
I'd end up doing the rest of it.
That would be the plan, at least, but then, right, you
right.
would do it
you'd
all.
You'd be like,
all
right, I'm getting so much money, cool, you turn around and buy more cocaine, then you're like, all right, I'm going to sell this, cool, I'll wait.
Right.
I have this extra money. What am I going to do? I'm going to buy more cocaine. Oh, God, this one's really good. Oh, shit. Oh, that's all gone. Fuck. What do I do now?
Hey, if you guys need me, I'll be in Bolivia.
Right?
trying
we
to
gotta find that
like,
bar.
Wandering through the Bolivian rainforest, just being like, Route 36, where are you?
Just crying and
like
shit.
Paying,
where's the bar?
Paying the animals to guide you and shit, just out of your fucking mind. Two kids, totally dead, like skeletons that you're dragging through the jungle.
MDS,
oh,
and Danny would buy $32,000 in scratch-offs with the last of the money. She's good at that. No fucking way, dude. That would all go to my nose. I would have no nose by the
she
end of that.
She has absolutely no self-control when it comes to that.
That's the only thing,
honestly,
dude.
Whoever's coming to the live show, I'll give you all a demonstration on how badly addicted she is to cocaine.
No, let's not, because like, the next day I will be pissed.
Hey, Danny.
No, we'll kill people.
What's this?
Oh, don't you fucking do that. I mean, I haven't touched it since February.
It'll be cool.
If
it'll
you
be-
pull me back in that, I will fucking kill you.
It'll be like one of those hypnotist shows, only I won't
I'll
have
do
to
it,
hypno-
but I gotta have the next couple of days like- off to recoup. And you have to lock me in the room.
So, Callie Rogers is her name. It was a British lottery drawing. So, in 6 years, she spent that much money. Guess how much of that $3 million she actually spent on the cocaine? How much
probably
you think?
Probably as much as I would. Like,
how much? Come on, $3 million. Cocaine. At least half, right?
I'm going to guess $2 million, dude.
No, $400,000.
Oh, really?
Dude, that's a lot of fucking cocaine.
Fucking
when you were 16,
I would
dude.
Live for the rest of my life high as a kite. Well, not the rest of my life. Maybe the next couple of years. But,
right.
You know,
until, like, now, and you're 22, and you're like, God, I'm broke as fuck. I have three right. kids. I don't even know their fucking names. Like, life sucks now. Quote, I honestly
wish... They all
had
deviated septums. I don't know what happened there.
I honestly... They're all hooked on crack also. Weird, huh? I honestly wish I'd never won the lottery money. And knowing what I know now...
She had an awesome time.
I
told her to fuck herself.
Yeah, you're a fucking liar, Callie.
Fucking
Asian. I'm sorry.
Dude. You know, even if I blew $3 million on straight...
I'd be like,
just,
so what?
Yeah,
I want it!
I
fuck
did what
y'all.
I wanted with it! You know what I would... Seriously, dude, even if I had that $3 million, maybe... Went on the wild shopping sprees. I would have some shit to show for it. And you know what? For the last couple of years, I've been high as a motherfucker.
I know. It wasn't my money to
fuck
begin
you.
With.
Yeah, I didn't fucking have that to begin
you
with.
You
want to
know
what?
Something
I'm just
funny?
I'm going to go get a job and do what I was doing before. Fuck it.
You
want to
know something funny?
What?
That was the first scratch ticket I ever bought in my life. $1.
What? Right. Go fuck yourself. I've been high for the last 3 years.
And honestly, if this fucking town would get better cocaine... I wouldn't have had to spend $400,000 to get as high as I got.
Right?
God. Fuck.
Please no one bring cocaine to the live show. Thanks for talking about it, though.
I will be bringing the cocaine to the live show,
so don't
worry
about it. It better
be really good. I'm totally kidding. Rogers said she spent the money on homes for herself, you know, houses, homes, whatever, her parents and her grandmother. She bought expensive cars and gifts and lent money to relatives, of course. She spent more than $730,000 on designer clothes, partying, and having her breasts augmented. Her
I'd probably get a car. A nice fucking awesome car.
I'd probably get a couple of cars. I mean,
I'd probably,
$3 million,
like,
though.
Buy a nice little place.
Honestly, with $3 million, I would continue doing what I'm doing now until I made that. Like $10 million, and then I'd be like, okay.
And you know what I would do? I'd probably invest in one of those.
I would take $10 million, move to Amsterdam, buy a coffee shop, and do the jam hole from there 5 days a week for the rest of my life, and fucking just chill.
I'd probably invest in one of those Bank of America fucking investment CDs, and they grow so much over a period of time, and you can't touch them, and it's you're guaranteed that growth amount.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you put in, dude. If I put in like a straight up just chilling mill, dude. When I pulled that out, oh, I could start all over again. Oh, I won the lottery again. Check it out. What up? Okay, I'm going to get high for 4 years.
Once I got to $10 million, I'd take $1 million of that and just buy lottery tickets.
Right? No.
Absolutely,
no.
Dude.
All right, that whole roll right there. Give that.
If you don't, if you don't play, you can't win. I gotta buy more.
I'm sorry.
400,000 in blow, and then another 400,000 in lottery tickets, and I will just sit there and get high on coke and
scratch
fucking tickets all day long.
Oh my god! No, I would probably buy a new car. Right?
I would probably die.
A nice place for like 100,000 or whatever, and like a good 2-bedroom, 2-bath place. And then a lot of drugs, which,
right.
You know.
She estimates she spent $400,000
on... At least I die in my own home.
Oh, check this shit out.
What?
She estimates she spent $400,000 on cocaine, most of which went to a boyfriend. I was spending a fortune on cocaine, a nasty, evil drug, which tears your life apart. I might as well have just thrown it down the toilet.
All right, you know what? Now I think she's a complete idiot, and I do take back my later statement saying that, tell her to go fuck herself because she said that she wishes she'd never won it. You know what? Go ahead. Wish you never won it because you did just blow your fucking money on some worthless piece of shit guy.
Do you know?
And fed all of your drugs to him. Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Did you do any of it with him?
Well, check this out, though. You want to hear something weird about it?
What?
Her job was playing Snow White at Disneyland.
Woo!
Oh. Quote, I was just too young to cope with suddenly having that amount in the bank when I had come from nothing. Her parents are like, thanks, bitch.
Right, dude? Oh, God.
Nothing? We're nothing now?
I'd be like, hey, Mom, Dad, mortgage fucking paid off. Hey, that car payment? Yeah, let me go ahead and take care of that for you.
I raised your kids!
Oh, my God.
You know they did, too. You know it was one of those sitches when the kid is like, here's my kid, Mom.
Those parents are so pissed at that chick,
Mom,
dude.
Dad, here's my kid. Later. I'm out. In the past 6 years, I've sunk into a black hole. A black hole with an accretion disk this big. Come on, black hole jokes.
You know what? If
jokes.
I had a couple of kids and I won that money, fuck, dude, I would disappear.
I would sell those
kids. I'm gone.
And buy a plane ticket.
I just won how much money? Oh, okay.
10
I don't
mil.
Even care at this point. I can get arrested for fucking child abuse, and I'll just bail myself out. No big deal. And then, you know where I'm going? I'm going somewhere with a lot of cocaine, okay?
Be like, wait, you're not supposed to shake them?
Okay, sorry.
Right. Rogers now lives with her mother and said she has taken 3 cleaning jobs to make ends meet. Until you win such a large amount of money at such a young age, you don't realize the pressures that come with it, she said. You don't even know.
Give me that money. I'll show you how to
But when you were 16, would you have? You would have totally been like,
all right,
what?
16, I wasn't addicted to cocaine. 16, I would have bought a lot of pot, one. I would have gotten out of school even earlier than I did.
Honestly, though, that would have lasted you a lot longer.
I would have bought a place in Florida and never have moved here because I had to leave with my parents because
which
I was 16.
Which means you have never known the jam hole, which
and
means
I would have
you
never
wouldn't
met
have had,
you.
Which means you wouldn't have gotten that money. So there.
You don't
paradox.
Know, if I was, you said if I was 16 years old and won that much money, I was 16 years old in Florida.
But if you would have won that much money and not have moved up here and not have been on this show to have won that much money, then...
Why would I win that much money?
You'd be
on
back
the
where
hole?
You started, which is right here! Yeah! I just solved that paradox.
If I won
You're
that
welcome.
In Florida, I wouldn't have met you.
Winning the lottery has ruined my life. I wish I had never won. And that's something we can all learn.
I hate this girl. You know what? Go fuck yourself. You bought how much cocaine for your boyfriend?
Hey, we can learn from this.
Can I be your boyfriend?
We can learn from
Please?
This. Crack whore, listen. We can all learn from this.
Fuck.
Do you know how much money is in the national debt?
I don't even... What? How much?
I don't know. But the national debt, apparently, is so large. Hey.
What?
Ask me how large is it.
How big is it?
You know what? I'm not even going to do this now.
No, you're going to do it. How big
do
is
you
it?
Do
Hey, babe.
It's so large, it doesn't even fit on most calculators, of course.
Right. How big is
it's
your
ridiculous.
Calculator?
Western Colorado
An
real
inch?
Estate developer
and
Matt.
A half.
What?
What?
Matt Miles says he was concerned that no one in government nor most Americans had ever even seen that number. So you know what he did?
What?
He fucking did something about it.
Okay.
He made a new calculator.
A big one.
He made a calculator because that's how big our national debt is in. So you know what? If you ever get people calling you up, like collectors, debt collectors and shit, and they're like, hey, you owe us like $300 for some Verizon bill you had like 12 years ago. And I know that, you know, the statute of limitations says you don't really have to pay us, but I'm going to bug you every day for the next 6 months anyway. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam. Hold, please holler.
Hey, it's Red Fox.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Hey, a few days ago you did a story from a place that you called Fuck You Oka.
Yeah, kind of. We didn't really go much through it, but yeah, it was in the show notes.
Fuck,
if you guys,
I don't even remember
that. That was the one about the 9-year-old getting hit by the semi-truck, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Why,
yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, it's called Fukuoka.
Yeah.
And it's not China, it's Japan.
Oh.
And the only reason I say that is because I've been there. They have really good ramen.
Dude, I bet
Sweet.
They do. Those are the motherfuckers that make
you
the ramen.
You want a ramen?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Fuck
and
some
yeah, rice.
Some
that's the best rice. Stuff. You go to this place called Ichiran. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Ichiman? What?
I bet. Wanmashan? So what about it?
He's just correcting you.
I just want to clear that up because I've been there before.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. That's weird.
Thanks for interrupting the show.
I appreciate that, though. that was our first correction.
It is not.
Hey, do you know how much the national debt is?
Ask him how big it is.
Right now? U.S.?
Like, currently, U.S. national debt.
Just
about.
In your sexiest voice, say, hey, Matt, how big is it? Come on.
Say it.
I don't know.
In your sexiest voice, I want to hear Matt. How big is it?
How big is it?
Come on.
Hey, Matt, how big is it?
It's this big.
It's so big.
It's $11.8 so trillion. Dollars. Thanks for the call, Red Fox.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Holler back.
That wasn't a sexy voice at all, dude. He's like, hey, Matt, how big is it?
I know, right?
That's fucked up, dude.
$11.8 trillion.
Red Fox, you're not a good player.
Next time a debt collector calls you and is like, you owe us $300, be like, hey, the government owes $11.8 trillion. We actually had to create a calculator to display 16 digits because that's how many digits are in $11.8 trillion.
That is so ridiculous.
Don't worry about the $300 I owe you. Don't worry
about
it.
It's cool, dude. Just add it to what they have.
Do you know what the number is? 11,792,918,000,000,000 Wait.
No,
11,792,918,170,836.43
I bet you it's gone up since then.
At the start of September. September. It's like September 2nd.
And I bet you it's gone up a billion.
So today it's right. Like 12.2 trillion.
Right.
842,738,000,000.
That is so ridiculous. Someone made a calculator just so you can see how big of a debt we are in.
Yeah, the guy that made it, Matt Miles, says he wants to get people thinking about how much the United States owes. That is, like, if you think about it, like, you can just say, it's like, yeah, the state deficit is, like, or the country's deficit is, like, $10 trillion. But to actually physically see it, like, that much money on a calculator, that's crazy. He wouldn't say how much he invested to launch Big Red, which is what he named the calculator. Do you think he plays... like in the background that the
I wonder if it's like
song.
The calculator you got a picture of me holding up at Walgreens.
Do you remember Big Red cinnamon gum?
My friend dressed up as a Big Red thing of gum for Halloween.
That's the worst.
I know.
That's the worst costume
it was
ever.
So great. He was red serious? Face and had like a big red.
Did he just
thing.
Go around like throwing snow in people's faces?
No.
Wasn't that the commercial?
Snow.
Yeah, it was
Florida, dumb fuck.
Big red. The commercial for the gum was
yeah,
people
but there's
on
no snow in Florida. Come on. How's he
okay.
gonna throw snow?
Well, it wouldn't be real snow, obviously.
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 Maybe if he ran like a snow cone thing and then threw snow cones at people.
He says how much he spent to make it comfortably fits on a normal standard calculator. Like he didn't have to build one. That was an awful thing to say in the paper. Big Red's price needs only 4 digits, and now you can purchase your own at Amazon.com for $12.99. Just saying. 11. Dude. 11.8
that's
trillion.
A lot of fucking money,
we
dude.
We belong to that. Like, technically, I guess, in a weird fucked up way. A
we,
little
of
that is mine.
That.
Hey, a little of that is mine. A little of that is yours.
One of those zeros. I claim
a little
it.
Of that is Chris's. And David's and Chris's
and
some Braden's.
And some MDS and some 26 and some J Wonders and some fucking, you know, DJ Double Tap and some burgers and some Am Ham. It's all of us.
All like 20 people or however many. Like, we all share in that debt. And that sucks. That is so much money. But honestly, like, if any country was to be like, Hey, America.
Hey.
Hey, you know that $5 billion you owe us?
Yeah, what's up?
It's China, in case you didn't know.
Oh, and?
Hey, America.
I can't understand. I'm getting static.
Hey, America. You owe us money. Like, America would just be like, go fuck
you.
Yourself. We
what?
Have nukes. Try and get your money back. Like, there is
pretty
no,
much.
There's, an, actually, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's no such thing as $11.8 trillion. There's no such animal.
No such animal?
No such animal, dude. Like, seriously, if any country tried to come and be like, give us our money, we'd be like, go fuck yourself, really?
Like, we're busy, not, dude.
Yeah, we're busy right now. So that sucks, because then we're all...
Just a moment.
If that much money doesn't exist, then no money should exist, so suck on those nuts. So speaking of money not existing,
not another thing.
Did you know
no,
you could pay for money with weed? Kind of.
What?
Well, you can't.
Well, you just said I could.
But a dude tried to, and totally
like,
got.
Dude, I don't have $10, but I got this dime. Will you take that?
Newmarket, Maryland. Right.
Right.
I'm gonna.
Friend of mine's from Maryland.
Fill her up. Here's some weed.
Really?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The dude was 52. He tried to give the guy at the gas station weed, but instead, that's weird. Like, you got the one gas station clerk in all of
the
probably
world
the world
that doesn't smoke pot,
and he called the cops on you, dude. Wrong place, wrong time. That fucking sucks. The man and his
well, I guess some people because the cameras are there and shit. You know, it's like
but be like, dude, I'll meet you in the bathroom. Shh.
Right?
Put that away.
Not right.
Did
here.
He just
like wraps it up in a one. He puts the one in the register, puts the weed in the pocket, and then this fills the rest in later. He's like, okay.
Did he just
that's totally me buying
yeah,
my bag?
He just went there and like set it on the counter right at during rush time.
That's
and,
not cool. Oh, dude, at McDonald's once. Check away. This out. I went to pull my money out of my pocket. Nice little baggie of Coke flopped on the table, trying to buy my burger. I looked at the person looked at me, looked at the bag, looked at me, I looked at her, I was like, my bad, put that back in my pocket and just paid for my shit and left.
That's awesome.
And she was like,
when
no,
we
no
went
problem.
Fishing up in this, up at the Swan Bridge, when I went to the gas station, I think I told you about that, but I was in back of a guy and he like pulled out his money and there was a sack of weed in there. And he
nice.
Was just like, oh, I put it away. The chick just started
well,
laughing.
Well, weed's not so bad, dude. But, like, cocaine at McDonald's on the register in front of kids
yeah,
and shit. These people
effed.
Working there are, like, 16.
You're a terrible person.
I am.
I don't
it's
know
wonderful.
Why
I
I'm
fucking
with you.
Love it.
Why am I with you?
Because I'm good in bed.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. So, yeah. He also had... he was on a motorcycle. They searched it, and they found cocaine.
Yes.
And
marijuana.
Right, marijuana and
LSD.
No.
Acid.
I'll wait. Professional. It's fine. How long have you been doing this?
I had to get a beer. I thought you were talking about stuff. Meth.
No, not meth.
Fuck. Okay.
What goes good with Coke? Speedballs? With pills, though?
What?
I don't know.
No, I just did Coke, dude. I love Coke.
Okay, well, they found Coke, cool. They found Oxys, and they found weed.
Yeah, rum goes good with Coke. Red Fox has got a point. That's good shit.
That's a good point. The man was charged with possession of weed, Coke, and drug paraphernalia, and probably those oxys he had. That sucks for that, dude. So, moving on.
Just don't get caught.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Somewhere in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, there is a chick there that is a total bitch. And like, if you were with a chick, hypothetically,
you have a vagina right about now.
What would you do to get away from her? Like, what would be the most extreme thing you could possibly
kill
do?
Kill her?
Okay.
That's the most extreme thing I could do to get away from her, right? I mean, I could, like, run her over with my car as I run away, right?
This guy kind of went the other way and just robbed a bank just to get away from her.
Now, that's stupid.
How big of a bitch would you have to be,
though? Be like,
hey,
honey, you want to go camping? Uh-huh, okay. I think it'd be good for quality time. Yeah, you're right.
But he still liked her, I think. He still maybe loved her, had a couple kids.
Well, so tie her to the tree and smear her with jelly and walk away. You don't see her die.
He probably had kids, though, and didn't want
to tie those kids to the tree, too.
Okay, well.
Facing each other. Fuck that shit.
Honey, it's gonna be okay.
No, it's not. Mommy, the bear's licking my toes.
I stand by my previous argument that you are a complete awful person.
I know, it's fine. That's why you love me, though. It's okay.
Right. So, yeah, he robbed a bank to get away from his overbearing wife. That sucks. At a sentencing hearing Monday, 39-year-old Anthony Miller said he robbed a bank in Alpharetta because he wanted to leave his then-wife, but she had threatened to commit suicide if he did. That is a strong card to play, right? Hey, if you leave me, I'll fucking kill myself.
Peace.
That's a strong card to play.
I mean,
most people would be like, fuck, you got, fuck, you totally fuck. Like, that's tough to play anything against. Like, what do you say to that?
Good
being
luck with
not,
that.
Hypothetically,
Move
being
on.
Not an awful person. Like, if you were a nice
All right,
person.
If I cared.
If you gave a shit.
If I gave a
that's
shit.
That's hard to get out of, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
I guess, if you care.
If
you're one of those people.
The defense attorney said Miller approached tellers with a BB gun, asked for money, and told them to call the police.
A BB gun.
He said Miller even
he
asked.
Wanted to be put in jail? Is that what he said?
Yes, because she's a bitch. But I don't want to kill her.
So I'll put
all
myself
I have,
in jail. I'll punish myself because she told me she'd kill herself if I left.
Three square meals,
you know what?
Dude.
I'm leaving to go to jail, not by my choice. I kind of wanted to, but now I'm leaving. Are you going to kill? She's going to kill herself anyway. Fuck this story. I'm done.
Dude, three square meals. That's all I'm saying. But maybe all, you don't know this guy. Maybe all he had was a BB gun. So he's like, I can't kill her with a BB gun. What else could I do?
Hit her with it.
I could rob a bank.
Really hard.
She's not a vampire, dude.
Well, hit her with it. Fucking like a base, like a, okay, like a goddamn club, remember?
He pleaded guilty. Yeah.
What the fuck kind of club was that? He's like, how about a polo club or something like that? What was that thing?
Oh, yeah, a polo club.
Are you sure it was
just
a polo
club? Just dropped it right in the back of the head with a polo club.
Douche. Weeds. It was great.
That was pretty great.
Oh, my God.
The couple apparently was divorced last year. Or within the last year. Sometime in the last year they divorced, so.
Of course.
That sucks for him.
She should have killed herself and he should have left.
Okay.
He would be in jail right now.
So that guy
Stop tying in stuff.
No, because this is totally awesome. Like,
is it totally opposite or
what? His wife was such a cunt that all he could think of was, like, jail is the safest place for me right now. This guy in Florida was trying to sneak back into jail because of how shitty people are.
Not woman?
Well, maybe, but, like, he was scared that the family members...
26 says a skunk went off next to my window. I'm dying in here.
That sucks, dude.
Sucks to be you.
Shut the window.
It's wafting through the AC.
His parents are gonna be pissed.
Fucking A, dude.
That's awesome. So, yeah, Sharpay's, Florida. Do you know where that is? Sharpay's?
That's some backwater fucking shit. I don't know nothing about it.
A former inmate was injured while trying to sneak back into jail. Sylvester Giles suffered severe cuts from barbed wire while trying to climb a 12-foot fence at the Brevard County Detention Center Monday night. The 24-year-old former inmate was released last week from the jail after accepting a plea deal on a manslaughter charge. On a man's laughter. Thank you.
He showed up
at the jail Monday night and asked to be taken back into custody because he feared family members of his victim would retaliate against him.
Like, hey,
I'm a snitch.
This town hates me. Can I please come back?
And they were like, no.
No.
Jail officials said no.
We don't want you back.
They said they couldn't take him in and told him to file a police report. Instead, he's like, fuck that. I'm just going to climb the barbed wire fence. And then he fell and cut himself up.
Nice.
Would you say the hospital is a good second choice of where to go for protection?
Yeah, you know what? I'd probably break my own arm. So I'd have to be in the hospital for a while. Or no, you know what? Do something good, because if you break your arm, all they're really going to do is give you a cast and shit, reset it or whatever, and send you on your way, right?
Right.
Fucking go OD on something. They have to keep you in for a while.
Go to what you were saying in the story before that and just kill the whole family, like finish the job.
Right, and then you'll fucking be where you wanted to be in the first place, right? Jail.
Right. Problem solved.
Done. I'm glad, and done.
I hope he was listening tonight. I'm glad we could help him.
He's probably already back in jail or killed himself, one or the other.
Okay, well, you know, this will probably be the last one, then we're gonna get the fuck out of here. But you know how we're always talking about how times are tough, right?
Right.
People are doing some fucked up junk to survive and whatnot.
Like cocaine.
Right. So this dude in Vermont was stealing electricity from his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had just an extension cord or some shit just running across the yard, hey. And the neighbor was like,
hey, you.
Hey, no, what's no. that? What are hey, you doing?
I noticed this cord. It's coming out of my house, and it's leading to your house. And then I put two of you, and he's like, what the fuck did he say? He's like, I noticed your house is glowing like the friggin' sun. And then I put two and two together and decided he was pissing me off.
Fucking God.
Carl's my favorite,
that's so
dude.
Awesome. $429 he was ordered to pay in fines and surcharges. He's 29. He's Mexican.
Mexican.
He was a Mexican.
Alright.
$429 in fines. Like, pay your electric bill, right? Isn't that...
Dude, I had some guy that was -$2,000 on his bank account today, okay? You know what? That guy's not hurting as bad as...
So times are tough, right? Is that what you're telling me? Okay.
Dude, do you have any idea how bad it was today?
We weren't just imagining it, right?
No, man. I had at least like 80 calls where they're like, I want my fees refunded. I want everything refunded to my account, even though it was my fault.
Is it the fees that are fucking people, though?
Every time you overdraw your account, it's $35,
right,
unless you have overdraft protection. And even then, when they have overdraft protection and they know that they overdraw their account because they're stupid, they're like, can I get that $10 charge refunded to my account? I'm like, so you overdrew your account 10 times in one day, right? They're like, right. I'm like, okay, for that one day, we only charged you $10 to move the account or move the funds from your savings to your checking.
See,
instead of 10 separate $35 fucking charges, But you still want the $10 back. We did you a fucking favor, and now you're begging for the $10 back,
but,
even though it's your fucking fault.
But.
What?
If you're gonna get overdraft protection, you gotta be smart about how you work that shit. You gotta know what times the cutoff times are, and if you get money right after that, it won't be posted till the next day, and then you can get the money in there. You gotta be smart about playing that shit.
They tried that on me all the time, dude.
You gotta be smarter.
But the thing is what, no matter when it posts to the account, because yes, it can be pending for a couple of days, and then it will post. And overdraw you or whatever,
it'll
or not.
Denver post. Fuck yeah.
It'll post at midnight or whatever, but it'll still show me when you did it. The date you did
well,
it. And I'll
right.
be like, okay, well, you did this on this date. You put this money in your
I'm
account
just saying,
on this date.
Take
that
advantage,
doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying take advantage of the wait times that the banks have in place for whatever
you
reason.
You can't escape the fees unless you just don't fuck up.
But
that's
you can
all.
Juggle some fucking, if you have a couple different accounts and they're, you know, you can juggle some shit.
DJ Double Taps says, talk about the Matrix allowance. No, dude, it's cool.
Ugh. So that sucks. People in Vermont are stealing neighbors' electricities. The landlord showed police a yellow extension cord plugged into the electrical box of Martinez's neighbor.
You fucking
leading up
off.
To the apartment. I was totally joking when I was like, I bet it was just like one of those bright extension cords.
That's
and the
awesome.
Dude was like, what the fuck is this?
I noticed this cord. It's coming out of my
so
house.
Crazy,
it's leading
dude.
To your house.
What the fuck? Like,
your
would
house is glowing like the friggin' sun.
Dig a fucking hole or something. Like, try and hide that shit.
That was, like, my favorite episode of Aqua Teen Hunger
it.
Force.
Steal it better.
Oh, man. We had some guys stealing power at my mom and dad's place. They were taking it out of our neighbor's, electricity box, right? Electric box or whatever.
Right, okay.
They had electric, or fucking... Fuck. They had extension cords running. They had like 8 extension cords running from the fucking box to their little trailer. It was great.
Really? When I lived in my dad's house in town by the high school, we had to run extension cords downstairs for my room because none of the plugs down there worked. So that kind of... I wasn't stealing it, but it was kind of the same thing. One of the neighbors said she noticed her electric bill was really high.
Really?
Really?
Like their house was glowing like the friggin' sun.
Pretty much. Martinez said he had no power in his apartment, yet his refrigerator was cool and there were ice cubes in the freezer.
That reminds me of my badass Red
Maslow's, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right?
Right.
Refrigerator, ice cubes. In the freezer. I'm
right.
Good.
Badass red jeans. Cool.
That's
got
right.
it.
Fucking Slayer
oh,
shirt.
Oh, needs no instructions to know how to rock.
All right. Well, I'm pretty much done with this, I think.
That's great. I'm just going to take this cord and plug it in over here and hope I can plug it into this light at my place and use one of those things with all the other plug-in things and plug in everything else to that. And we'll be good to go, right? Yeah, cool. Just when you hit the switch at your place, my place goes dark. That is so awesome. Are you done?
I'm done.
You're
I
totally
was just waiting
done?
For you.
Okay,
I ended
go.
The show like 5 minutes ago.
All right, let's end it.
Okay,
end
well,
it.
TheJamHole.com. Email us, info@TheJamHole.com. Our next show is Friday, right?
Yes. The, wait, go ahead and give the date. Today is the 2nd. Tomorrow's
what?
The 3rd. We're coming back on the 4th on Friday.
What?
September 4th is our next show on Friday.
I'm glad you worked that out.
Just letting you know the date, because I was really proud of myself remembering the date today.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, enter to win this iPod. It's 120 gigs. It's awesome. TheJamHole.com/contest. And it's a new month, so you should probably just give us a vote at TheJamHole.com/vote. Okay?
Or
okay.
just... donate.
We got forums. All the rest of that shit's on the back of those business cards you guys probably have, right? How many of those are you giving away?
What, the cards?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. A lot. I gave my brother a stack to put in all the lockers at the high school.
Yeah, that's a good way to...
Kind of nice having a guy on the inside, huh?
Do it.
Yeah, fucking A. Wish I could get back in there. Tear it up.
You wish you could go back to high school?
Fuck yeah.
Why would you want
to
do that?
You know, just to be 16 again and go back to school.
Knowing what you...
knowing what I know now.
Right.
I would tear the fuck out of that place, dude.
Yeah?
Dude, seriously, just to be like 15... Like, start me back at like 15 years old, go back to my old high school in Florida. Oh, Fuck, dude. Knowing what I know now, dude. Skip dude. Pot, straight to coke. Fuck that. No, I probably
you.
Smoke a lot of pot.
Welcome, Kalispell Police Department. We love you all. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Goodbye.
Wait, Friday, you idiot. Today's Wednesday.
Right, that's
we'll
what
talk
I said.
To
you are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.